Tuesday, December 5th, 2006, Columbus Blue Jackets versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 27.
Volsky, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net.
Hello,
right now,
everybody, and welcome to AskCast episode number 39. First and foremost, I would like to apologize for the last podcast. Most of the episode was blank. I don't know what happened. When I listened to it right before I exported it into the iTunes format, it all sounded fine, and I just didn't listen to it after I had exported it. So I apologize for that, and going back and looking at the file, I don't know what happened, but some of the tracks got deleted. Today we took on the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are not only last in the NHL, but have never won against the Avs in regulation, but they are coming off a 4-0 win against the Northwest Division leading Edmonton Oilers. The Avs, on the other hand, came into the game 20-0-2 against the Blue Jackets, lead the division in goals, and are tied for last in the division, although they are only 4 points out of being tied for first. Once again, the Avs lost, and they had more than 40 shots. And last podcast I mentioned that they had lost every game they had more than 40 shots, but they're now 1-7 with more than 40 shots. The Avs dropped below 500 with today's loss, and now have a record of 12-13-2. Lastly, we ask that all users on the Podomatic feed please subscribe to the AvsCast.com feed, because the Podomatic feed will stop updating on December 10th. If you don't know what feed you're on, simply check this episode's description, and if you see the a little sentence at the end that says please unsubscribe, then you know you're on the Podomatic feed. That's about it. When we return, we will have the first period under review.
This one's going out to the fabulous fleas.
The Avs had a few good chances during the first period, the first of them coming on the 5-on-3 that lasted 1 minute and 20 seconds. They couldn't manage to score despite some amazing chances. A few minutes later, the Blue Jackets, on the momentum of killing the 5-on-3, scored their first goal of the game, and that goal came 9 minutes in when Hastany scored on a nice shot that, Hastany took a shot that made it in off a stick that was down in the crease and then went under Budaj's pads. Then, for the first time in Blue Jackets history, they got a 2-goal lead against the Avs on a shot from Frisch that was tipped in by Modine. The period had a few good chances, but the amazing saves that Columbus's goalie Norina made left the Avs behind 2-0. When we return, we will have the second period under review.
She said love's like a drug and that this was chemistry. But with these chemicals, then how is this good for me? Her life gets better, she bred. Her man goes out of his head. Like birds of a feather, so we bled. Let's go together. And she said, so what's the altitude? I said, it's out of sight. What's with the attitude?
If you were to look at the shots for the second period, you would not think it had the outcome that it did. The Avs dominated it, outshooting the Blue Jackets an amazing 21-4, but they were outscored 1-0 on a very late third period goal. The Avs had a lot of chances during the second period, the most notable being on the power play, when Svatos had a few chances to poke it in, but Norina's amazing saves kept the Blue Jackets 2 goals ahead. The Blue Jackets didn't have many chances over the rest of the period, especially considering that they only had 3 shots other than their goal with 5 seconds left that made the score 3-0. The Blue Jackets left the period with a 3-0 lead over the Avs, When we return, we will have the third period under review. And now I'll sit quietly as the control board sticks you and picks you. The Avs were doing their best to come back, but the Jackets had such amazing goaltending that they kept the Avs at bay. I think the Avs would have had a pretty good chance at winning if they had their goalie that we have played the last two times that we played them this season, but no, they had an Arena who kept the puck from getting over the goal line the entire period. The Avs had a few good chances, although if they had scored on just one of them, their momentum probably would, they would have had a lot of momentum, which probably would have changed the outcome of the game. You never know what would have happened. Maybe we would have won, maybe we would have lost. But we did go on to lose 3-0 on our 42 shots over the period of the game. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Version 1.1 of the AvsCast widget is live and available for download on the AvsCast site right now, or you can also find it on the Apple widget site. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out AvsCast.com and clicking the link on the link to the forums. Also, the NHL has put all the complete games on Google Video, although they take a week or so to put out. Also, you can find that at video.google.com/nhl.html. Also, they have put highlights of each game that come out, as I've seen, a day or two after the game, and that can be found at youtube.com/nhl. It doesn't cost anything as of now, but I think they probably will eventually. If you didn't get either of those sites, you can just look in the album artwork and you will see a little link there. That's about it. And until next time, enjoy your week. Now let's